Now, we're talking about the prayer of petition, 1 Timothy chapter 2. I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and givings of thanks be made for all men, for kings and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty, for this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who will have all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified of in due time. There is a form of petition. What do you say? Supplication, prayers, intercessions, and givings of thanks. That's a petition. Right. For all men, kings, and for all that are in authority. That's that people that are in authority over cities, the nation. I am not the judge. No. It's my job to forgive, but it's also my job to pray.
Yes. Yes.
And I pray for my partners every meal, all the time, every day, day and night. Hallelujah. And I remind the Almighty God of what George Washington did on his inaugural. Opened his Bible to the 17th chapter of the book of Genesis, where God made covenant with Abraham and said, this nation, well, he said, many nations will come from you. And he bowed his knee and he kissed his Bible. And then he began to pray. And he said, you'll be our God and we'll be your people. So I remind the Lord of his covenant, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and George. Amen. Now here is a covenant fact. Heaven says it's done. Now what do you say? Here's what the Spirit of God said to Gloria. I came home to school. This was at Oral Roberts University. And I came in. And she said, Kenneth, I want to tell you what the Lord said to me today. She said, he said, in consistency lies the power. I said, Gloria Jean, I got the same thing today. We don't just say we're well when we're sick. It's what we say all the time. Yes. We're responsible now that we know for every word that proceeds out of our mouths. Yeah. All day, on and all night.
Yeah.
A young lawyer came to Jesus testing him and said, Master, which is the greatest commandment of all? He said, the greatest commandment of all, to love the Lord thy God with all your heart, all your mind, all your soul, and all your strength being your will. And the second is like unto it, love your neighbor as yourself. For on these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. So love is the curtain rod upon which this satisfies all of the law and all of the prophets, guaranteeing the blessing of Abraham on all of us. So now, let's continue with this. For those of you that weren't here this morning, we will look at First of all, we'll go to 1 John chapter 5. Now, may I remind you, I won't take time to go there and read it, but we will. John, Jesus is hanging on that cross. Can you imagine it? And he's looking down. John is here. And his mother is here. And he said, "Behold your mother, and behold your son." So I pay attention to what he said. And he's the apostle of love.
Yes, he is.
And he outlived them all.
Mm-hmm.
They couldn't kill him. They boiled him in oil and it didn't work. That scared the Romans so badly. I mean, they put in a grappling, put him in boiling oil, and when they pulled it out, he was well. So they exiled him to the Isle of Patmos. Just throw him away. And he wrote the last book in the book.
Yeah.
After the book of Revelation, it says the end.
Yeah.
So read the back of the book first. Huh. We win.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, we do. So now, chapter 5, whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. Everyone that loves him that begat loveth him also that's begotten of him. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments. His commandments are not grievous, for whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Verse 13. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that we have eternal life, and that you may believe on the name of the Son of God. This is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will or according to his word, he hears us. And we know, if we know that he hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him. If any man see his brother sin a sin which is not unto death, he shall ask and give him life for him the sin not unto death. There is a sin unto death. I do not say that you should pray for it. All unrighteousness is sin. There is a sin not unto death, and we know that whosoever born of God sinneth not. Now, wait, whoa, hang on. Thank you, Jesus. And 5. We know absolutely that anyone born of God does not deliberately and knowing practice committing sin, but the one who has begotten God carefully watches over and protects him. Christ's divine presence within him preserves him against evil, and the wicked one does not lay hold or get a grip on him or touch him. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Doesn't touch him. So as long as we walk in love and walk by faith and not by sight, we are part of the untouchables. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So now, to the elder unto the well-beloved Gaius, whom I love in the truth, beloved, I pray above all things that you may prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. For I rejoiced greatly when the brethren came and testified of the truth that is in thee, even thou walkest in the truth. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. This is all that same man. It's precious, the things that he recorded. So now, the prayer of petition. So, we looked at Habakkuk chapter 2. I will stand upon my watch and set me upon the tower and will watch to see what he'll say unto me, that I will answer when I am reproved. The Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon tables, that he may run that readeth it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time. At the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. You lay up a prayer of petition, and once you are assured of it, well, I wrote it down. My petition. Before the week's up, I'm gonna bring that little tablet. It's just a little yellow tablet with lines on it. And I was praying one time, and the Lord said, you believe my written word? I said, yes. He said, you write my word. You write it down. He said, I'll honor your word. So therefore, you can write my word down and say it is written, because you wrote it.
Praise God.
And I've done this over the years. And those little tablet things are about, I'll tear them off. And right there on my mirror, just in the morning before I say, I go over my petition. Surely Jesus bore our sicknesses and carried our pains. They did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted, but he was bruised for our iniquities. Chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Jesus went into Peter's house, saw his wife's mother laid sick of a fever. He touched her hand, and the fever left her. When evening was come, they, who's they? The ones that the Spirit of God moved to do it. They brought many who were possessed with devils. And he cast out the spirits with his word, healed all that were sick, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, he took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. That's the way this book works. And then you go over to 1 Peter, who his own self bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we be dead unto sin and should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. Don't start there. That's the 24th verse. There's 23 verses ahead of that. There are conditions to that.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
You meditate the conditions.
Good.
All right. So now, write the vision. And I'll remind you again, because we're going there, that the Apostle Paul said, I have not been disobedient to the heavenly vision. So pray. Whether your petition has to do with finances, whether it has to do with something about family, business, ministry, church, meditate on it. Think about it. Take the time to get before the Lord and just hold your Bible there, and it'll come up in your spirit. Well, in the kind of petition that I was writing, I just went to the prayers that Jesus prayed. Well, that's a good place for anybody to start. Then the prayers the Apostle Paul prayed. Work with it. Work with his word. Now, I want to say this again, because most Christians let this just... don't say, well, it's the word of God. Well, yeah, that's the reason it's Holy Bible. But what does that mean? It means the same thing here as it does in Canada, doesn't it? And this is the real reason that we have a young man today that's alive in the world. Amen. That should have died in your womb.
Amen.
How old is he now?
He's 13.
And 13.
And he did die in the womb, but came back to life.
That's right, he did. Mm-hmm. The Lord raised him from the dead.
Amen.
That'll work. But it won't work if you don't work it. This is God's bond. God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Hath he said and shall he not do it? Or hath he spoken and shall he not make it good? Behold, I have received commandment to bless. He has blessed and I can't reverse it. Well, the son of man could have lied and didn't. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now then, write the petition. Write it down. Write the vision. Do you know what your heavenly vision is? Hallelujah. And my praying concerning this ministry, and I went before the Lord about it, and I kept coming back to this place. Though he were a son, yet he learned obedience by the things which he suffered. Being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey him. Called of God, a high priest after the order of Melchizedek, of whom we have many things to say and hard to be uttered, seeing you're dull of hearing. For the time you ought to be teachers, you have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God, and are come as such as need milk and not strong meat. But everyone that uses milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a baby. Strong meat belongs to them that are of full age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern good and evil. Glory be to God. That's my heavenly vision.
Yes. Yes.
That became the mission statement. But that was a long time before there was a mission. That was while I was at Oral Roberts University listening to Brother Hagin. And that became my heavenly vision. Amen.
Amen.
So now, let's go to John 13:34. Now, before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew his hour was come, he should depart out of this world unto the Father, having loved his own which were in the world, he loved unto the end. And supper being ended, the devil having now put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, that he should come from God and went to God, he rise from supper, laid aside his garment, took a towel, and girded himself. After that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel wherewith he was girded. Now, as you flow down in through here and read these things, and you come to verse 22, the disciples looked one on another, doubting of whom he spoke. Now there was leaning on Jesus' bosom one of his disciples whom Jesus loved. Simon Peter therefore beckoned to him that he should ask him who it should be of whom he spoke. And lying on Jesus' breast, said unto him, Lord, who is it? Jesus answered, He it is to whom I give a sop when I have dipped it. And when he had dipped the sop, he gave it to Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon. And after the sop, Satan entered into him. Then Jesus said unto him, Do what you do quickly. He had to get him out of there. He had to get that spirit out of there. Now, no man at the table knew for what intent he spoke to him. Some of them thought, because Judas had the bag, that Jesus had said to him, Buy those things we have need against the feast, or that he should give something to the poor. What a giving reputation. That in the, it must have happened before. Must maybe more than once.
Yep.
That he'd just wake him up, and there's a poor widow down here. We know before he went to Gadara that he made arrangements for clothes. His garment was sewn without seam. Very costly. So then they saw him clothed and in his right mind. So faith prepares before it goes. He had the clothes with him. Can you imagine that? When he said, All right, there's a man over there. I'm going to deliver him. He's in a mess. He's been possessed of the devil. And it's an unclean spirit. So it started with a sexual thing. But the Father's called him to preach. And I need to dress him. He's in a mess. He doesn't have any clothes. And I've called him to preach. So let's take some clothes. The Master. He said, I will not leave him in that condition. And he did. And he preached compassion throughout Decapolis, the 10 cities. Praise God. So here we are. Would you call that a form of a petition? Well, sure. It was a word of knowledge from the Father to start with. I want you to go over there and do this. Now, I've called this one to preach. So get some clothes. And we're going to set him free. We're going to send him home to his family and his friends. And can't you see Mrs. Legion? Whatever their names were, she runs out there and says, We thought you were dead. We didn't know. Where'd you get those fine looking clothes? My Lord and my Savior called me to preach his compassion. We'll meet him one of these days. So now, here we go. A new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another as I've loved you, that you also love one another. By this shall all men know that you're my disciples if you have love for one another. John 14:21. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loves me. And he that loves me shall be loved of my Father, and I'll love him and will manifest myself to him. It wouldn't say anything about the one that cried and prayed the longest or the loudest. It was the one that practices his love and practices that commandment and is aware of it all the time.
The prayer of the believer isn't a one-way monologue. It's an intimate fellowshipping with your Heavenly Father that takes hold of the promises He's given you. Get Kenneth Copeland's book, Prayer, Your Foundation for Success, and help transform your prayer life to see results every time. God is as ready and willing to answer your prayers as He was Jesus. When you pray according to His Word, your circumstances change. Your prayers will turn sickness into health, poverty to abundance and sorrow to joy. Discover the different types of biblical prayer and the weapons of your warfare so you can use them to walk in victory. He's given you authority in Christ. Learn to pray in faith from that place of authority and access all of heaven's resources. You can have a fruitful prayer life with every hindrance to receiving removed and walk in the success God has for you. Experience a life of peace and joy through a closer relationship with God in Prayer, Your Foundation for Success, a book by Kenneth Copeland, available in paperback or digital download. Request your free copy today on kcm.org/TV special or when you call 800-600-7395. Offer good for 60 days. Outside the U.S., shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
This is my Bible, and I can have what it says I can have. I can do what it says I can do, and I am what it says I am. What am I? I am in Christ Jesus, and He is in me.
One of the things that causes God's Word to work at its best in your life is consistency. Real discipleship is a lifetime commitment.
Join us for the St. Louis Victory Campaign, October 26th through the 28th. Register at kcm.org/STL today.
Hello, I'm Larry Warren. The power that backs the name of Jesus is the power of Almighty God Himself. As a born-again believer, you have been given authority to use His name in prayer. God has equipped you to receive His results every time you pray. When you live in an attitude of prayer, that is in constant communion and fellowship with Him. God's power will continue to flow in your life. Learn more about how to have an effective prayer life in the book, Prayer, Your Foundation for Success. This is Kenneth and Gloria Copeland's gift to you, so be sure to request your free copy today. Brother Copeland teaches you about the different kinds of prayer, the hindrances to prayer, and how to use your faith in God's Word to change circumstances to line up with His will. God's plan and desires for you are always for your success and well-being. This is a great study tool that will help you learn how to access God's power and authority through prayer and to see His promises become a reality in your life. Request your free book today on kcm.org. I want to remind you of KCM's prayer line. If you need prayer, call us today. We have licensed prayer ministers who are trained in the Word of God to pray in faith with you. Brother Copeland has said prayer is the foundation of every Christian endeavor. So spend time with God, pray His Word in faith, and see His results. Well, this is Brother Larry reminding you that God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Find out more about Kenneth Copeland Ministries and how we can help you grow in faith. Visit our website, kcm.org.